amputations are likely. This is commentary from James Brown. Back in January, crazed Kansas City Chiefs fans braved a wind chill of minus 27 degrees to watch their team beat the Miami Dolphins in a wild card playoff game. That's the coldest game in franchise history and the fourth coldest game in NFL history. But it seems a number of their fans lost that night. Dozens of them ended up at Kansas City hospitals with frostbite burns. Now, a few months later, amputations are likely. People think of burns, they think of fire, they think of hot thermal injuries, Dr. Megan Garcia told WDAF-TV. But burns can happen from many different causes. Sad, but true. As you may know, I'm an insane Buffalo Bills fan, and many of my brethren in the Bills Mafia would have done the same. On one level, I understand it. You get to be a part of history and see your team win. But that doesn't make it any less stupid. I know football is a game full of risk for players, for coaches, for owners, and to a small degree, for fans. But not to this degree. Watching football isn't worth losing a finger or toe over. With more January and February football games expected in the years to come, it's high time the NFL steps in these extreme situations to protect us fans from ourselves. What do you think? And what would it take for you to go outside when the wind chill is dangerous? Tell me in the comments and support my work at jamesbrowntv.substack.com or email me at jamesbrowntv@gmail.com. You could also leave me a message at 585-484-0339. On that note, I'm James Brown, and as always, be well.